The other thing, though, of course, is that radiotherapy itself is hazardous. I mean, if you give radiotherapy, the radiotherapy that's been given in these trials produces quite an appreciable risk of death from heart disease. It produces a slight increase in the risk of contralateral breast cancer. It produces a small increase in the risk of developing cancer of the lung or esophagus. You know, the amounts of radiation is scattering around, they're big enough to be quite dangerous. And it's difficult to give radiotherapy and really spare the coronary arteries. Actually, if you look at the long-term data from Hiroshima, from the atomic bomb survivors, there's a dose-related increase in the incidence of vascular death. Radiation can cause death from vascular disease. And of course, if you've got a left-sided breast cancer particularly, then you will be irradiating the heart unless you take great care not to do so. I mean, radiation does help achieve local control, and it can be given in ways that very carefully don't hit the coronary arteries, but you've got to take quite a lot of trouble to do that. And if you don't, then you can do more harm than good. And in a number of the trials of radiotherapy, in certain circumstances, radiotherapy has been given in ways that do more harm in terms of cardiotoxicity and other local damage, you know, causing second cancers in the lung, esophagus or contralateral breast, do more harm than good. But the main problem is the increased risk of death from heart attack. But again, this risk comes more in the second decade after treatment than in the first decade. So, of course, unless you get systematic statistical studies, the radiotherapists are never going to see it. If they've got 5-10 year follow-up with their patients, they'll see little risk. It's a risk that emerges in the second decade, but it's still a real risk. I mean, really, to work out how to manage breast cancer, you've really got to have a time scale of a decade or two, preferably 2 decades. Because for a number of treatments, you get definite extra benefit in the second decade after diagnosis, not just in the first decade. And in terms of the main side effects of radiation, these turn up more in the second decade than in the first decade. We don't really know what radiation is going to do when you get out to the third decade. If you still have an elevated risk of death from heart disease in the third decade, then it could be quite a big absolute risk eventually.